It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
Imagine just minding your own damn business at the water park and you end up delivering a baby. That amazing story is coming up a little bit later on in the podcast. Let's go.
All right, so I'm going to call her Mrs. X because she has not texted me back if I can use her real name. So I'm just going to honor that.
I don't want to get anyone fired here.
Yeah, and if you want to start calling, if you've ever been in this position where you were dating a coworker and then all of a sudden, like, rules change at work, new policies, and you couldn't, how did you navigate that? So Mrs. X had emailed and said that I work for a very well-known large company in the area. We were recently bought. We have new bosses. They're implementing new policies that none of the employees really like. My manager brought me and my boyfriend into the office the other day and told us about the new policies that employees cannot date one another. He and I both love our job and we get paid extremely well. And we have until next Friday to decide what to do. So he and I have been miserable for the last couple of days. Needless to say, a lot of tears have been shed. I have to make an important decision, my job or my boyfriend. I don't know what to do. Can you give me some advice, Mrs. X? Being somebody that only dates people that I work with, it is convenient. I am notorious for it. I only had drama with the last guy right before Derek. Like, he was drama. And I get it. That's probably why these policies are in place, to avoid workplace drama. But aside from that, like, Derek and I have been together total 15 years and we've never had drama at work, which is good.
Initially, I would say fake it. But here's the problem. I believe you're going to slip up and now both of you are on, you know, out looking for jobs.
Yeah, I would say these are new policies. And does it say in the fine print with the policies before, if somebody were to take over, those policies need to be honored? Should they look the other way if you're not causing drama? I don't know. I mean, luckily, I've never had to deal with
that.
What
if you're not dating? You're just boning.
Yeah. I mean, no one should know about that. I think that's kind of a hot thing.
Most people date, they're living together, though. You know,
you just
what I mean?
Walk by or, and give them a wink.
I just think it would be impossible that if you were into someone at work and you were dating, to not let it slip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, we have two married couples here, one on the sales side, one on this side. We used to have three, and then we have a boyfriend, girlfriend that work here. So, I mean, as long as you are just not bringing stuff into work, I don't think that there should be a policy.
There
about
is
this.
A reason for these policies, though.
Somebody ruined it.
Yeah,
down the line.
It's
I
always
get it.
Like you never have nice things because somebody's going to break something. So what we're looking for this morning is anyone listening that has actually been through something like this. How did you navigate it? Beth is on line three, and this looks like it's a secret relationship at work. So I'm excited to hear from her and you as well. Will you call real quick?
She works for a very well-known company in the area and they were just bought. And she said that her new bosses are implementing new policies. They brought her and her boyfriend into the office to talk about the fact that one of those policies is that employees cannot date one another. And she said that they both love their job, that they get paid extremely well, and they have to make a decision by next Friday what to do. So her only choices are you stay where you're working and give up your relationship with this guy.
I'm sure you can fake it for a while, but you will slip up.
You'll want to post your fun times on social media. You'll want to do all that stuff. But then I'd say, well, has this affected any of my work thus far? And if they can't prove it, then, you know.
Most of us have heard the phrase, don't dip your pen in the company ink. That's likely where this all comes from. But I want to, Beth, I appreciate your patience because you found some love at work, right?
Yes, because I actually have a boyfriend that I work with.
Okay.
And it's actually like super hot.
Yeah.
Because like nobody knows. But because like, you know, if there's like a moment, you know, whatever. But anyway, we live, whatever. We get home and it's like super hot. Like it's separate at work and then. But there's this kind of like, ooh, at work, but no, so nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And it's like,
you can honestly say that nobody has any idea.
Nobody has any, no one's approached me, no one's approached him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like separate lives, but it's also like really hot. Like
that does sound hot.
That sounds annoying.
No, that sounds like a Lifetime movie. Like it's totally like it's against the rules. You and him like playing grab ass in the like by the fax machine and stuff. That sounds hot.
Thank you. That's exactly right. It's like sneaky and like we just get a little moment and then I don't know. It's really hot.
Are you afraid of getting caught?
No.
My childhood home, the very first home I lived in, my parents got married and then lived. My grandmother had a duplex. Mm-hmm. They lived on the top. Okay. And then my grandmother rented it out for years and years and years. And then when they bought their first house, it was a way too big of a house for our family. It was a converted apartment building.
Okay.
And it's now up for sale. And my sister had sent me the link.
It's still standing.
Oh my God, yeah. It is in the dead center of my little itty bitty hometown.
And people have all this time been inhabiting it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my parents sold off and then they built a house when I was like, I don't know, maybe a eighth or ninth grade or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't get back home very often now that both of my parents have passed. My sister sent me the link. She goes, oh my God, our old house is up for sale.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to go tour it.
And I would. That's cool.
I looked at the pictures and so many renovations have been done from when I was like just a teenager till now. And I was like, I don't know if I have any interest in that. My wife was kind of dogging me out. She's like, why are you turning your back on your past? And I'm like, for me, a house is really sticks.
You know what I mean? Were driving through and it said open house, you wouldn't even be curious as to, and you wouldn't say, oh, I did that in that corner or we had this in that room. Oh,
there's nothing there for me. But she had said, even if it isn't, like, I'm just going to show up and knock on the door and ask if I can go through it because it's for sale. She's not going to arrange a showing or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's some psychotic behavior, I believe, to show up at somebody else's home, knock on the door.
Nope.
And ask if you can walk through. And then when I mentioned it to Kat, she's like, we did that.
Yeah. We had this cute little white house. It had green shutters. It was a very cute starter home for my mom and dad and then my sister and myself. We were just a smaller family. She did daycare. We had a gated yard and it was super cute. But then like when you're five, it was a mansion.
Yeah.
You know, you're tiny. And then I went back and my sister and I were driving through and we saw this woman out in the garden and she goes, should we? And so I circle back around the neighborhood and we're two very innocent looking women. And I walk up, I said, would you be put out if we just asked to see the inside? And I remember the basement being like one of the scariest places on earth, you know, like the boiler was down there and it was just like so cold and sterile, like cement floors. But they had redone that and it was so small. Like I remember walking in and I looked at my sister. I'm like, Emily, do you remember it being this small? But still kind of a cute place. But she was like so okay with it. I think if it were a random man walking up, she wouldn't have done that.
Today's day and age, that's a great way to get shot in the back. Is to just walk onto somebody's property.
And it's such a busy road. Broad daylight. I think everything was working in our favor.
And she didn't care. She let you walk right through her house. You could have jacked anything you wanted. You could have put a bunch of stuff in your purse and she'd have never known.
I think she was proud of all the renovations that she had done, too. It was really cute inside. And
most people are proud of their house, but if somebody knocked on my door and said, hey, I used to live here, can I go through? I'd say, get the hell off my property.
Trisha would let them walk through. You just got to trust your gut.
If they're
a weirdo, you don't
let them in. Pretty confident I would reach for the 10 gauge at that point.
You don't have one.
Not that you know of.
All right.
I just want to know, has anyone else tried this? Because to me, I would never let somebody come through my house.
Mm.
And I just wouldn't. That's great that you used to live here. You can watch from afar.
Who has a family code word? Like you can talk until you are blue in the face to your kids about stranger danger, but it'll probably end up like this.
If somebody said, come with me, I have puppies in my truck, what would you say?
I would say yes.
The video is even better than the audio.
I don't care how bad you look. If you say there's puppies in your truck, I'm going even. I'm an old man.
I would say yes. What if they had a ton of candy? I would say yes. But does your family have a code word?
Did you growing up?
We did when Liam was younger. But now he could just call for confirmation. Like, everything is so much easier. If your kid has a phone, you could say so-and-so is picking you up.
It's even better when your kid's big enough to kick somebody else's ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so yet we never did that. Never
but
did
if
the code word.
Someone pulled up and they were like, hey, your mom told me to come get you. She's stuck at work. Your kid would have to say, well, what's the code word? They'd say watermelon. And then they'd get in the car, you know? So does your family have a code word or a process?
Okay. I'm going to go with, is there anyone listening who is a female in what is typically a male-dominated profession, or vice versa? The reason we were talking about this, we were talking earlier about trash collecting, and Glenn had texted in saying there's probably more women being, it's a sanitation engineer, I think what he said. And we came up with all sorts of different terms for it, like refuse chick, and stuff like that, that would probably get us all sued. But I want to look for anyone who's like either a girl that's in a really typically male dominated world, or vice versa when it comes to your job. You're a guy. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. This is a very male dominated. I love welcoming more females into it because less voice work for me. But
I'm just looking to do less.
But overall, you know, I feel really bad. Like when we go to morning show boot camp and stuff, and some of the women have just terrible stories about like sexism and stuff. Yeah. I've been very lucky as to not be exposed to that. Or maybe I'm just like a little bit oblivious to it because it doesn't affect me.
Well, this business has been male dominated for so long.
Yeah.
And it's so old school when it comes to, you know, old white dudes making decisions.
Right.
It really is. So again, I get the bingo and you get free tickets. For somebody listening who has found yourself in a pretty male-dominated profession, but you're a female, and then vice versa, or maybe you're somebody listening who?
Who has a family code word or procedure.
Christina, who's going to get the bingo here, Kat or myself?
Kat.
All right.
What is the procedure that you have in place with your family to make sure that your kids are not taken by a stranger?
So, of course, I can't tell you exactly what it is because I'd be telling everybody on the radio. But
what does it rhyme with?
We have three words. So it can't be just one word that somebody randomly figures out.
Yeah.
And it has to be in a certain order.
What?
Okay.
Well, how old did you teach this to your kids? Like, I wouldn't remember this today.
I kind of did the same thing. So let's hear what yours is, kind of.
Well, so I have a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old, and so I can communicate with them, and I'm probably not too worried about it.
Yeah.
But I have a 7-year-old, so I make sure that he knows and, like, that he doesn't go with anybody. He doesn't have a cell phone. I mean, that would be crazy, but I guess there are some who do. But I was also hearing about the AI phone calls.
Yes.
To, like, my parents. And so I need to have, like, a family meeting with my brothers and my parents and talk about a special code word for them.
Yeah, that's crazy that you have to do it with your 7-year-old and then your 87-year-old. But that's so true that they're saying if you have your voice on your voicemail, that AI can grab that, use that to call your loved ones and get money from them. It's a crazy world. So I'm glad that you're having that conversation.
Have you ever had to use your sequence of code words?
We actually haven't.
Okay, well, that's good.
I wish I had a good story about that.
But this is like having a combination lock at the gym, and then you forget the combination, and you can't remember. I mean, three words in a sequence seems exorbitant.
So we have always used, and I'm just going to say it because I don't know when Liam is going to have to use it, but it's always, how's grandma doing? And if he says that, if he's at a sleepover, and he says, how's grandma doing? I know that he wants me to come pick him up. And he's never had to use it yet, but that's kind of like the understanding. And I said, use that all the way through high school.
Can't he just go in another room and go, Mom, come get me?
That's too sus.
So
if you're 11, that's too sus, man. Like, you got to be cool, under the radar. Hey, Mom, just wanted to say goodnight. How's grandma doing? Nobody knows. Well, unless they're listening right now.
Can you help me?
People's problems. You bring them to the radio and we turn to our audience for some advice. And I appreciate you guys hitting us with a text or a DM, an email maybe. Or you just want to come on the radio as we say good morning to Aliza. And I'm excited to find out the little bit of information that you've been kind of teasing us with. What'd you find out?
I found out that she went to get her engagement ring appraised
with her best friend.
Okay.
So why do you think she would do this? Is there a reason to think your brother's that cheap?
No, I think that she's that money hungry.
Wow.
Really? Not a good start. Not a good start with you.
Yeah, I don't like it. And I'm just against that. Like, she should have trusted my brother.
Yeah.
Why would my brother do that?
Plus, I would not want to know, to be honest with you.
Hey,
if I have a sparkler and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful, you're so lucky, I'd just go with it, to be honest.
Did you find out the results? I mean, it's real, right?
Yeah, it's real. My brother wouldn't, like, you know, get some QVC fake diamond thing.
Yeah, that's a tough way to start a relationship with family members, knowing that you're automatically questioning whether or not there's some authenticity to your engagement ring. That's tough.
Right. Like, what other things is she going to be, like, testing my brother on? I just don't like it.
So you found out that she went with a friend, and then does your brother know?
Oh, your brother recently got married, started his family. What if he found out? What have you told Michael?
I would have maybe talked to her first and gotten the real story, or I don't know. My sister would probably have brought it up in front of both of them. Like,
she got no filter.
Kelsey had texted, some women just want to know how to answer the question to people of how much it's worth and carat count.
Who asks that?
That's what I was thinking, Kelsey. Like, who says, oh my God, unless it's like your best friend who evidently she went with. But
even then, I mean, would you ever tell anybody, like, what's your ring worth? I don't think that's anyone's business.
Yeah, that's kind of tacky.
Maybe on your homeowner's policy, like, you have to have it insured.
Yeah.
But outside of that, Todd had texted in, you have to tell him right away, I feel she's a gold digger.
Might be, but I would hope not. If somebody is with somebody for that long.
That's a rough way to start, you know, the journey into the rest of your life is, hey, will you marry me? I sure will. And the next day, going back to the jewelry store going, hey, what do you think this is worth?
And how do we know that the brother doesn't know? Because she hasn't brought it up to him yet. So maybe it was pillow talk. I'm going to go with my friend. We're going to the mall. I'm going to get it appraised. Maybe they are working on some type of insurance
deal. I would feel horribly offended if I gave someone an engagement ring and they felt like they had to go get it appraised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
it's important to some people, though.
I'm not saying there aren't some real scumbags out there that are going to give you something fake anyways.
Yeah.
But if you have to go get that appraised, in my opinion, you're in this for all the wrong reasons.
3085 and John A. both think it's for insurance purposes. But it does seem sneaky and slimy if she has not talked to him at all and just went with her friend. That's just how I feel. So,
hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Thoughts on this?
Well, I have a kind of a similar story. So I've been married for 30 years. And so I surprised my wife with, you know, a nice new ring.
Yeah.
And then I went to go do some payments on it. And my ring was different. She went in and she upgraded it to platinum on me.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, did that make you feel bad? Because she didn't want what you gave her?
No, because I should have asked. I should have asked, you know, hey, this is what I want to get you. But again, it was a surprise, and she had lost her real wedding ring. But yeah, it just kind of shocked me. I'm like, I don't owe that much more money. And they're like, you do.
Your wife upgraded. So this happened to me. My wife, was a few years ago where she, you know, we had a gold band when we got married because gold was really the thing. And as platinum became a little bit more popular, she came to me and said, hey, would you mind if I got this changed out?
But styles change, trends change, but diamonds never go out of style. So what Derek did, took my old wedding ring and made a new one. They can take the diamonds out and reconfigure and put your mind into it. So it's a thoughtful gift from you.
But without being, you know, too in your stuff, how much more did she upgrade? How much more are your payments and stuff?
It was a couple thousand.
Yeah. I can't believe she didn't talk to you about it, though. That's crazy to me.
And she lost. So she lost the real wedding ring I gave her at the Mall of America. When our daughter got married, shopping for shoes, somehow it fell out somewhere.
Yeah.
And called me to tell me that, she goes, I got something bad to tell you. And she was crying on the phone. And I'm like, are you calling to tell me that my parents are moving in with us? And no. I'm like, then it's okay. We can deal with this. So Yeah, I wanted to get her something really nice, and I don't mind. I mean, now we're married 34 years, so.
Jeez, okay. Good run.
It's fine.
For anyone starting out right now, if you had to give them one tip, one big secret to 34 years of happy marriage, what would it be?
Talking, being a good communicator,
and then
listening when they have something to say.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
More cash and concert tickets Thursday morning during the live show. If you're up early enough at 7 a.m., we can give you $4,000. About 8:40, we're going to get you to the Bad Bunny concert. So a lot of reasons to get up early with the live show Thursday. Right now, it's time to wrap up the podcast. How many percentage of dudes think they could deliver a baby?
Was it 88? Which I love the confidence. I love the confidence with that number more than the 99% of guys that think that they could take a hold of an Airbus and land it with 200 souls on board. No problem. Like, that's weird confidence to have. This one, it's like you're under the pressure. There is sometimes two lives at stake here. And you have to bring a baby into this world.
How about you? If it was a situation where one of the girls around here was pregnant and they go into labor at work and they're not going to be able to get to the hospital, could you deliver that baby or would you look to me to do it?
No problem. Wet and wild, slip and slide, baby. I could be calm and cool and still be able to try to keep her calm and cool. And I've seen enough shows like, go get a warm blanket. Go get a bowl of warm water. I need that. And, you know, I'd be ready. I'd know what to do.
Jordan has delivered a baby, if I'm getting this right, man. Can we get your story?
Okay, so I'm on vacation with my family in Missouri, and we're having a good time, you know. And we're in line for this water ride. I have, like, one of those, you know, those big drops at the end that splashes everyone.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I see this woman. She's not on the ride. She's, like, standing, like, just outside the barrier.
Okay.
Very pregnant, very obviously pregnant. And she says, my water broke. And, like, it's kind of funny because there was water on the ground, so we couldn't even tell that her water broke. But, like, she's so obviously pregnant that we're like, okay, yeah. So I go over there. I just kind of make my way over there. And we do the whole thing, like, is there a doctor around? But there's no doctor. And, like, we're waiting for security, I guess, to, like, go get someone. And this baby is coming, like, now.
Oh, and my so God. Just... That's Jordan, out of all the people there, you were the one that was the chosen.
Well, it's so funny. So I'm a Leo. So I feel like I naturally, I'm the person that people will go, you lead us through this. I don't know. People say that about me when I don't know, but it was crazy.
And I bet you can't unsee what you saw. Like, not a lot of men or women are prepared for that.
No, definitely. And my wife was not happy that I'm just kidding. She was fine.
That was amazing. I want to get to Glenn's story here real quick. He said, I delivered my son while the nurse went to get the doctor. By the time they returned, my son was halfway out.
No.
The doctor took over and then asked me to cut the cord. I responded, you got to do something during the cost of all of this. And then I fainted in the recliner.
Do you get to only pay half?
No.
Why?
Well, I think most of it is the cost of being in the hospital.
The facility?
Yeah,
what if you're at a Missouri water park? You just pay for the ambulance?
I think the right thing to do, by the way, is that baby's middle name has got to be Jordan,
no
right?
No doubt. Yes.
Or even the first name.
Yeah.
Most of us have a first name picked out that has it, but middle names usually mean something. They're after your uncle, your godfather, or something like that.
I'd feel inclined to pay homage for sure.
Anybody else ever put the proverbial gloves on and decided to deliver a baby?
Hey, what's going on, family?
Hi.
You got a baby story?
Yes, I do. I left New York about, I don't know, 4 decades ago, give or take. And my sister at the time was pregnant. It was probably about 30 years ago. She was pregnant, not living the clean and sober life, but she was pregnant. And she wasn't, she was toward the end of the 9-month period. And she was at home visiting mom and my brothers. And she was showing signs of something. And mom knew right away. She's a retired nurse. So she knew to call all, you know, get this ready, get that ready. And my youngest brother, 6'7", Kenny, was like, I got this. As soon as he grabbed one leg and the head started crawling, he dropped like a ton of bricks.
Oh.
And mom took over. mom is at the time, she's 92 now, but she was in her 60s at the time, knew exactly what to do and delivered her first grandchild in a one-bedroom apartment in the Bronx.
That's amazing. Awesome.
What a cool story.
You know, and that could be a whole other topic of the guys that faint. Or did you faint while she was giving birth? Or I love the women that pan over with their phone. He needed a break while she's knees up by the ears. You know, he needed a break. I love that.
But by the time the ambulance got there, you know, she was holding the baby. The cord was still inside, so they took her to the hospital. But, yeah, Alita Cecilia is now 30 years old.
Jeez, does it get any more Italian than that?
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it. These are the beauties that we have representing us, the U.S., on spring break.
Bronzer and cocaine. Wake up, put on bronzer, cocaine. We're good for the day.
Bronzer daily.
I know, I'm a senior in college, and here I am. Yeah, my two go-tos, bronzer and cocaine.
And this is the first day of spring break.
First day of spring break.
First day of spring break.
Good God. I had, you know, my friends weren't as crazy, but they went down to like Florida and they'd go to Senior Frogs.
Give her a name.
And they'd have their braids in their hair. Give her a name.
Give her a name. Well, if you had to pick a name for the bronzer and cocaine lady, what would her first name be?
I'm going to say like Carson with
Ashley.
A Y.
It's a for sure Ashley.
Ashley at that age. I feel like there are no Ashleys that age. Maybe like Desiree. Not Desiree, but Desiree. But she wakes up and cocaine is her breakfast. Just a wild ride down there.
Nevea, is that what it is? Nevea?
Heaven backwards?
Is Nevea the facial cream? Yes. Is that what that is? They're now saying that the next time you have a sore throat, you want to drink pickle juice.
I've heard that before, and I'll do that because I love drinking pickle juice.
Now, this is coming from an infectious disease specialist. It works due to the high salt content. Pickle juice is about 5% salt. So here's the science. Your body is only about 0.4% salt. So any liquid with a higher concentration than that draws water out of your tissue, reduces inflammation. Why is your throat sore? Because it's inflamed. Now, you can also do this with sugar. Honey helps. If you ever had grandma say, take a spoonful of honey. Yeah. What's the song?
You did that for my child. Do you remember
I did,
that?
And then he threw up all over my floor.
Because his spit got too sticky, and then he like sucked it in, and then he barfed and peed at the same time. He was like 3 years old.
That was a heavy mopping situation. I was happy.
A lot.
It was on the hardwood, so I was really not too put out by it.
Oh, my God.
But again, if you're feeling like your throat is inflamed and sore, especially then when I notice it is, if you're starting to get a cold and you're going to go to bed and you take that last swallow and it hurts and you're like, oh,
that
I hope I don't wake
worst.
Up sick tomorrow morning. Instantly get yourself a shot or two of pickle juice or honey or even something that's in a high sugar concentrate. Even though you don't want to be eating a ton of sugar, that will help with the inflammation and you should feel a little bit better.
On the tip of the pickle juice, a lot of people don't know that it softens the blow of a tequila shot, which is the worst, but I love, like,
you can't say no.
The clear tequila, okay, but I hate taking shots altogether. I'm the one that makes the barf face where it's like, you know, I'm not cute when I take shots. But if you take it with a pickle juice shot, you don't even taste the tequila. You're welcome with that one.
Hit me with a free.
Money, win.
$3,000. Maria, when we give you all this money, what's the first thing you go out and buy?
So my dog got hit and killed yesterday by a car.
Aww.
Yeah, he was a tiny dog, and I think I would, not right away, but buy another dog, more than likely. He was a Chihuahua, so they're kind of spendy.
Yeah.
You know, and,
so sorry to hear about your dog. That's traumatizing.
That's all right. I'm going to win this money today, JJ.
Okay, I love it.
Well, enough money. How expensive is a new dog like that?
So he was $1,500, but, you know.
Well, win this money, you can get two of them.
I would love to.
Let's do it then. So the first question we always have to ask is, who do you think is going to give you the best chance at winning $3,000? You going with Kat or moi?
Well, last time I went with JJ, so I'm going to go with Kat this time.
There it is.
Okay.
All right. So
all right, I'll put my
we're going to kick her out of the studio, and when she's safely beyond ear distance, I'm going to give you five words, and all you have to do is give me the first word that pops into your mind. So you've already played with us. How did you do with me? Did we do well?
I was terrible. I was horrible.
Oh, it was your fault. Okay, good. I'm glad that we got that on the record.
We were both terrible, JJ.
Wow, I don't know.
I listened to you last week. I listened to you, or was it yesterday? Or I don't remember which day it was, but you said something, neon gas. Nobody says that. Neon lights, JJ.
I don't feel like I'm really in control of our own show anymore here, so we're just going to get started. What's going to happen is I'm going to give you a word, and all you have to do is give me the first word that comes to your mind. If you can match up with what Kat has, then you find yourself with enough money for two new puppies. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Maria, what is the first word that comes to your mind when you hear the word proud?
Proud moment.
Okay. Maria, first word that comes to mind when you hear honey.
Honey bee.
Okay, good one. Maria, first word that comes to mind when you hear the word heavy.
Heavy. hearted.
Heavy hearted, okay. Maria, what's the first word that comes to mind when you hear star?
Starlight.
Starlight, star bright. All right, last one, Maria. What's the first word when you hear the word pound?
Pound. Pound town. I mean, I don't know.
That's the best answer we've had for that. I swear, when I wrote that down early this morning, I was like, I can't. I wonder if somebody is actually going to say this. So
I think Kat might go with it.
She might go with it, you know. Maybe.
I probably don't have that.
What are
all right,
you
okay.
About?
So, we'll get to that. But it is time to play for $3,000. Let's go.
All right.
Kat, what is the first word? And I'm going to start with the one that we've probably given too many clues to already.
Okay.
What is the first word that comes to your mind when you hear the word pound?
Oh, no. She's not going to say what I want to say. I'm going to say cake.
I knew you were going to say cake.
Did you?
I knew it.
But that's not my first one. I can't, like, legally FCC.
I think you can.
Say,
what were you going to say?
You want me to say town?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
So can we give it to her? Because I legally did not know I could say that. You're disgusting, by the way, and I love it.
Well, let's see how she would have done. The first word I gave her was proud.
Proud. I could say Mary. Proud Mary. Proud. Proud parent.
She said proud moment. I would have said Mary as well. I love that song.
Yeah.
The second one was honey.
Honey bee. Okay.
Third one was heavy.
Heavy cream. I've been watching a lot of Pioneer Woman, and she makes those like shampies with the cream.
She said heavy hearted.
Okay.
And last one. What's the first word that comes to your mind when you hear star?
Starfish.
I agreed with Maria on this one. It was starlight.
Starlight, star bright.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where we all were.
That's okay.
Maria, off to Pound Town. I hope you have a great morning, and thanks for being part of the show. And
have fun there.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.